Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Louise Bloje. I'm from Liberia. I'm a freshman here at Lafayette College, and I'm majoring in computer science. And today I'm here with...
Hi, guys. My name is Genevieve. I'm also a first year. I'm majoring in biochem with a minor in music. And we're here with a special guest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my name is Monami Roy. I'm a second year assistant professor in the mathematics department. And I had Genevieve as my student.
And she currently has me.
She's my student right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. And thank you for honoring our invite.
Yeah, we are looking so much. We are looking forward to like just learning more about you and your experiences. So let's get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
So first question, like, can you talk a little bit about your educational journey?
Sure. So I did my bachelor and master's from India. And then I came here in U.S. as a PhD student. I did my PhD in University of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So I did PhD in math. And then I did a postdoc at Fordham University in New York City. And then I'm here after that postdoc. I did a four-year postdoc there and then came here. If you want to know more about my, you know, undergrad or master's from India, I'm happy to say more about it. Mm-hmm. But you are probably more interested in learning about my experience in US, right?
So I'm actually very curious. How was it over there?
It's very different, right? So undergraduate, like the way the undergraduates are structured, the study are structured is very different from US. Mm-hmm. So the college I went for doing an undergraduate majoring in math, I had to declare my major from day one. Mm-hmm. And I also have to declare my minor from day one.
Minor?
So, oh, my God.
Wait, they force you to have a minor?
I mean, it's like we call it minor, but it's mostly you're taking classes in math. But I had minor in computer science and physics. So, but yeah, so you do take some courses there. So you have to declare your major and minor. That's how it goes there. Mm-hmm. Basically, your undergraduate curriculum is very like focused in specific subjects instead of like taking many subjects. So it's not like a culture at Lafayette the way your experience is. Different kind of courses you are mm-hmm. taking, it's like a much more broader spectrum in terms of the education. So mm-hmm. in undergraduate there it's much more specified, and from there on in master's and if you are doing in graduate study further, it's much more specified and specified field. So in that sense, it's a lot more different. In terms of how the classes were structured and everything is also different in some sense. So, yeah, it was two different kind of experience coming in U.S. versus doing bachelor and master's there.
And the PhD in the U.S., was it also specific and like...
So PhDs are usually like you choose a specific areas, right? You apply to PhD in grad school, you have to choose a particular topic you want to do the PhD on. So I had to do, I had to declare from the starting that I'm doing a PhD in mathematics. Mm-hmm. But then you have a lot of wiggle room about which subjects you want to like specify your study on. Mm-hmm. Like my research area is number theory. Mm-hmm. And also arithmetic geometry, but number theory also has many specification in there. Mm-hmm. But number theory itself is a specified subject inside math. Mm-hmm. So you also have a wiggle room of choosing your specific research area. You decide it like in your second year, kind of. Some people decide beforehand, some people decide later. But there is certain courses you have to take, and you take some kind of elective courses, mm-hmm. and you like try to figure out what you want to do, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same as you guys trying to figuring out like what's your major should be.
Yeah.
So you take a lot. You take a lot of general courses. So in PhD program, you take a lot of math courses, advanced math courses in different areas, and figure out what's your interests are, and then you choose a research problem in a specific area.
Okay.
With a specific advisor.
That's cool.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
That's awesome. And then, how did you, I know you said you did a postdoc at Fordham. Like, how did you even come to Lafayette? Like, how did you even hear about Lafayette?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Lafayette is a very well-known liberal arts school, right? Mm-hmm. When I was doing a postdoc at Fordham, it's Fordham is not exactly a liberal arts school, but it's mm-hmm. also a very, it's a private university and the class sizes are very small. Being at Fordham, I kind of understood that I want to I'm leaning toward working in a school, a smaller school, specifying education in undergraduates. And so Lafayette is one of the well-known liberal arts schools, right? So when I was applying for jobs, it was one of my choices. So I applied to many other jobs, but Lafayette was one of them. And it was close to New York City as well, yeah. So it was closer to where I was. So in many sense, it worked out really well.
Yeah,
it did.
Well, yeah, I think both of us can say that we are very glad that you came here.
So. Yeah.
Thank you. Good to hear that.
Okay. Our next question is how did you know that you were supposed to be in the field of math? What was the moment that sparked the interest?
Let's see. I think it will not be wrong to say I was kind of leaning towards math from my school life. When I was a very little, I used to enjoy math puzzles, and I was kind of good with numbers at that young age. But that doesn't say that you have to do a PhD in math or in math, right?
Yeah.
So that was not what I was thinking as a kid. I think the turning point of deciding to do something with math was in my high school.
Mm-hmm.
So in my high school, I used to take, I used to have a tutor, and my math teacher used to encourage us a lot to take higher education, higher study in math.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the very common field of study in India is engineering and medical. Definitely,
Sorry to cut you off, but is it one or the other?
Yeah, usually you have to choose one or the other. You can't
do
both engineering.
So no arts, no.
No, it's not like that. No. It's not like that. You have arts and other subjects. I'm saying that it's a very popular thing to do if you are in a science stream.
I guess that.
Yeah. So that also brings me to one other difference in high school in India.
Mm-hmm.
You have to specify your field of interest in either science or arts. Or there is an in-between subject where you are more business-oriented. So so it's three different streams, and you have to choose your, what kind of things you are interested in while you are in high school.
Yeah.
So that kind of tells you what kind of undergrad school, your stream you are going to go to.
Yeah.
So it's kind of not very flexible to move from, science to arts.
Yeah.
Do both of them. Officially, So when I was in high school, instead of going into popular stream in engineering or medical in science, I thought I will go and do higher study in math. And so I did my undergrad in math. At that time also, I did not decide that I want to do grad school in mm-hmm. math or something, but I started liking it towards the end, and then everything came one after other. I did my master's, then I came for PhD, and after doing the PhD also, I kind of knew I liked academia, but still I was not 100% sure. But then I stayed in academia now. Yeah.
And then were you inclined to teach in math? During your PhD or
During the PhD, I did taught some of my own classes, but it was more being a TA of a professor. So you you become a teaching assistant. So sometimes you are not teaching your own class, but you are teaching like small sections where you are doing like discussion sessions, or you are grading or doing the tutoring. So there are different components of being a TA. So I think I did not teach like a lot of courses as a grad student, but I did have some experience of teaching, and I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. It's always a little bit nerve-wracking going to the class
and seeing the tens and twenties students just looking at you like.
I know I cannot.
You have the experience of standing near the board and like expecting, right? So you know how it feels.
Okay, that leads on to our next question. So like, what do you think are some of the difference between the field you're in your country and as compared to here in the States?
You're talking about like studying in math?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you talking about grad school mostly?
Like just in general.
Yeah. Just in general.
Yeah.
Like, I think one of the difference I already mentioned. So you have to be very specific about what field you want to study.
Yeah.
Right. So here, like at Lafayette, you guys are taking not only math classes, but any other, all the other classes. You are like trying to figure out what do we like and what do I want to major in. Right. That kind of flexibility is not there. In India, most of the places, so you just have to declare what your major are. So if you decide in between that no, I don't like this and I have to do something else, that means you have to get out of that program and like try it for the next year. So yeah, so that is a huge difference. But also one other thing is like, since you are very, you're studying in a specific subject very specifically, that means you get to advance stuff very quicker than the people do it here.
Yeah.
Right? So, for example, like, you are people in first year takes, you know, Calc 1 or Calc 2 or all these courses. Some of this material we have learned in high school. And some of the, you know, the other kind of math people learn here in like their, you know, probably junior or senior year. We learn them in first year of undergrad.
Wow.
No, that's great.
So it's yeah, so it is very specified subject area, but then you are also, it works out for the people who like it, right? Because then they are getting to learn a lot of things much more quicker timeline than but it's not good for the people who are not decided what they want to do in life.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that is one of the main difference in like, I would say in the undergraduate level. In graduate level, I guess it kind of gets similar in some sense, like if you are doing a PhD program here versus there, ultimately, you have to work on some research problem, do some independent research, right? But the beginning study, like how the courses are run and what kind of exams you have to take, that differs. Different countries have different rules, right?
So
India has different rules and US has different rules. So,
Okay.
Yeah, that's very similar to the British curriculum in Nigeria. Like, it's very streamlined. You're either in something or out. And like, even it, like, say like you in your first year, like say I got into medical school, and in my first year I'm like, I don't like this, I want to do something like biology, still biology related but not medicine. Like, you have to drop out from the program, drop out from the university, reapply to either the same university or a different university for that different course.
I would also say No, I would also like to mention one other thing, that in US it's very easy to move from a university to the other university. Like, you have a like very transfer. Good transfer system and transferring credit system, which is not there in my country. Like, so if you are moving from one place to the other, you kind of have to go through a system of like giving another exam, like
that's like a lot.
So it's not always easy to move schools if you do not like a school.
So much, so much for an 18-year-old to start thinking about. Like, what am I going to do? That's how's my career going to be? Like, oh, wait, what if I don't like the school? What? But yeah, but, I mean, like you said, if you really like it, then it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because you go into much more depth, like very quickly. And yeah, I guess that really worked out for you. Like you like math and you had that depth. And
yeah,
like,
I mean,
you would. Oh my God! So wait, you would appreciate more like flexibility to do other courses?
I guess, yeah. So I think most of the people would like that, right? I think it's a very good system of having that flexibility and having an overall like seeing a variety of courses. Like able to take math and music together is like. It's a really good thing, and you can't do it here. You have to, if you are doing it, you have to like pursue music in a different way. You cannot just, you know, do that together in curriculum way. So a lot of people who end up doing more than, you know, one subject, which are not closer to each other. So that is a very big workload for them. So I think everybody will kind of prefer this system. But also in terms of how the system is structured, in terms of courses and, you know, in school level, and people are coming here with certain background and everybody is not in the same background when they come back. So it gets harder to take, like, certain courses with other people who are not in your level, right? So that kind of thing is much more visible here versus if you are sitting in a classroom where everybody knows certain things, so the it's easier for the professor to move quickly, or easier the professor to, like, you know, teach a subject without thinking about, oh, I have to also like get a student down. Who are in this level versus who are in this level. So that is a thing you have to consider.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it worked out for me. I don't I don't have any complaints about you know, my educational journey, but I think in general, I think it's a better system here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. It's you next. Yeah.
Right. Right. This is we're taking a different direction. So, like, what was the culture shock when you came here for your PhD?
Yeah, I'm excited to hear this one.
Yeah, every international student like question, like, how was the culture shock?
The culture shock.
Hey, I would be interested in hearing from you as well. But for me, I guess, I mean, the first of all, I did not decide that I did not plan that I will come to US from the beginning, and something happened and I was applying for, you know, PhD programs, and somebody suggested me, why don't you just apply in US? And like, it was just a decision on whim to apply for grad school in US. And it was not in my radar anyway that I want to come to US to pursue, you know, PhD here. So when I came here, I guess I did not like had a lot of like background checks about the, you know, places I'm going. So when I came here, I had this vision of US coming from, you know, TV. Or
exactly.
Students. Like, if you haven't Hollywood, cars.
I know, so the news and stuff like that.
All the way you can get an exposure of knowing US through media or, you know, books or something. Like, that's the only vision I had of US. And I particularly remember when the first day I landed in Oklahoma, it's like Oklahoma City is the, you know, where the airport is. And it was raining. And I remember, like, the places looks like really vacant and the buildings are not tall. And I'm like, what is this place? Is it in the US? it was like that first, impression of like having something in your mind, like what the US would look like. And you just come and you're like, oh, it looks different, right? So that is one, I would say, like, not really a big shock, but it was like, oh, this is how it is.
Yeah.
And I guess the other, there are many other aspects of like culture shock. Like there are like certain things I had to learn in terms of like when I'm interacting with my peers, or, you know, when I'm teaching a class, there are one of the major difference is that the kind of English we speak in India is British English, but people here speak
is the dominant English.
That that's correct. So there are a lot of things like I would say, and people will not understand. So I have to like pick it up, like how to say things so that people will understand, especially like students and stuff, right? So that was another thing I had to pick up. I'm trying to recall what other culture shock I had.
Anything about food?
Anything about food. I think one difference in culture here is like, at least in grad school, because I was not in a undergrad school, I was in grad school.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of handle everything by yourself, like just studying, but you also have to like take care of your food and every other aspect, because you're not living in a dorm really, right? You're just living by yourself, or finding a place to live by yourself. So that was kind of different. That is a different thing here, because in India, if you're going to a university like for a PhD program or something, you basically live in a dorm style environment. Your food is taken care of, many other aspects is taken care of, which is not the case. So I guess that was a little bit of a culture shock, but I kind of knew that from the beginning before coming here, that I had to like deal with it. But it was still hard. Food, I guess the Oklahoma, especially normal, did not had good Indian food, or so I had to like get used to food, but it was fine. I think I was not like really shocked about food here.
Wow.
And like, what about you guys? What are your cultures?
Oh, I have so many.
Okay, you go.
So this was not, when I came last summer, it was not my first time coming to the US. I came, my first time was back in 2013. I was 7, and my mom and like my 2 siblings came here. We went to Chicago, and I mean, obviously this is like more than 10 years ago, so like I don't really remember the specifics of what I experienced, but all I knew was that I was very excited and that Chicago was great and I had fun. And I was like, for some reason, I thought that, you know, that same excitement, it would be the same thing when I land in New York. And then I landed in New York and I'm like, oh my God, why did I pack my winter coat? Because I stepped out of the airport and everywhere was hot. I'm like, ugh, okay, right, let's go. And then I came to Lafayette, took off with international orientation and everything was all, you know, you're going to this activity. And it was very fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, I so loved the orientation team. Like, that is why I'm doing it again this summer. Like, I loved it. And then, like, for me, food was a big one.
Definitely.
Like, even in the UK, like, I'm still getting used to English food.
Yeah.
And, like, where I lived in the UK, like, there was not many African shops. So, like, I couldn't, and even if they were, like, the ingredients were expensive.
Really expensive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like, coming over here, like, you know, getting used to pizzas and
burgers and fries.
But, yeah, I had to get used to that. And then also the weather, especially towards the winter.
Oh, my gosh.
And snow.
Yeah. I forgot to mention, like, it was not a culture shock, but it was definitely different. I mean, difficult to deal with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Oklahoma has a very peculiar weather situation going on there. So you have everything there. Like, you ask for it, you have tornado, you have, like,
oh my god,
you know, hills, you have snowfalls. Yeah, wow. Like sometimes like forest fires as well. So it's like,
oh, that's brutal.
Mix up things, right? So it's, and also like temperature difference from daytime to nighttime sometimes drops drastically, like by 30 degrees or so. Oh,
wow.
So it was I mean, it was hard to like get adjusted to it, but you eventually do, I guess. Your body eventually do. So
How was your own culture shock?
Okay, like my first one was actually the food. I mean, I knew I wasn't gonna see like the kind of African food that I have in Liberia, but I mean, it's just like everything here is just extra sweet.
That's true.
Everything, like, there's like, oh my gosh, there's too much sweet. Even the sweet that they call sweet is like over sweet. I'm like, how does one person eat this much sugar? Like, it's too much. And I would say another one is like interaction with people. Like in Liberia, I don't know if it's like the same in other African country, but in Liberia, if you have a friend, like, if you see someone today and you speak to them and you guys are friends, like, you guys will have, like, that kind of connection and stuff like that.
Next time you see them.
Like, the next time you see them, and then you can catch up from where you left the last time. But it's so not the same yet.
Like, even if you had a very long conversation
with someone, that doesn't mean you are friends with them.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so different.
Yeah.
Friendship and relationships are different.
Yeah. So.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. I do think that Lafayette is doing a great job.
Yeah, they are.
Have that transition and like, yeah, just get comfortable and
that's,
you know, think of this as our
good
second
to
home.
Hear that.
Okay, I guess we'll just skip to the last question.
The last question here is
what would you be if you were not a professor? So it's funny because me and Genevieve were like having a conversation, like guess what would you be?
Based on your background.
Okay, what is your guess?
So, first I thought like it was going to be an accountant, but then like we went back and forth.
Because we were like, you teach discrete structures.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
And I thought that you give off computer science vibes.
So yeah,
you will be like in a software company, like behind the scenes,
and stuff,
the math and something like that.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I remember she said she had a background in Python, so probably like like she'll work in a database assistant or stuff like that. So that's what we were thinking.
Are you guys asking what I could have been, or are you guys asking what I wanted to be?
No, what you could have been. Yeah,
not a professor.
Oh, if I what I could have been. It could have been a lot of things, right? But mostly it will be in the subject of science in STEM field, because I was studying science in high school, so whatever approach I did from there on to go for grad, like undergrad school, would have to be related to science or technology. There are like particular subjects I was interested in. Mm-hmm. At that moment, I was not very good at coding. Like, I did not know, like, you know, computer science and the coding was, I mean, I did had computer science as a minor, but it doesn't mean that I was very good at it.
No.
So, I guess one of the other thing I was thinking about in my, when I was in my, high school, and I was thinking about taking some major. I was thinking about, like, if I had to do the engineering, that I wanted to do something like an aerospace engineering.
Wow.
That's my brother.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was like, because I was fascinated by, like, you know, not just, you know, as a pilot or something, but like flights itself, like, and the engineering which goes behind it. And I guess astrophysics was one of the other thing I was really interested in, but I was kind of decided to go in the math route. Otherwise, probably something in those areas, like something to do with like aerospace or astrophysics. Those are like those are the subjects I'm really, really fascinated about.
Yeah, we were way off.
Yeah, we were way off. I mean, it does have something to do with computer, though.
Yeah, so. That's correct. You have to do coding in everything.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You got the point.
Okay. Well, final question.
Yeah.
If you were to give one advice to international students, what would it be?
Yeah. Just one of us.
One advice. It's very hard to choose one advice.
I know.
Well, I one advice, if you're thinking of coming to US, right? I would say one advice is to look at all the factors of coming to US, not only think about, oh, this is going to be fun and I'm going to go there and it's a nice place and everything. Just think about all the other factor which is going to weigh in your life for next few years. Mm-hmm. And talk to a couple of people. Mm-hmm. Talk to people. Don't hesitate to reach out to know about the place you are going to mm-hmm. be at, or any other questions you have. See if you can find some kind of community or some people you can ask around about or clarify some question and prepare yourself. We talked about culture shock and the kind of thing. So if we prepare ourselves and have expectations set out that way, these are the things I'm going to see, then I think it gets easier in terms of preparing ourselves for the life here.
I think that's a really good advice.
Yeah. And the same thing as after you come here, you should use the resources you have, talk to other international student or mm-hmm. the faculty or somebody, reach out to somebody when you are going through a rough phase, right?
Yeah.
Or that is very important. Do not feel isolated. Just reach out to people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Before we wrap up, is there anything you want to ask, or is there any other additional comments that you want?
Yeah. Make? Just in general.
Yeah. Any other additional comment? What kind of thing you learned from this whole conversation,
that you are into astrophysics?
That was a new one for me. I wouldn't have imagined.
From where I come from, people that are into math are people that are they're not too practical with engineering stuff, so they like the theoretical stuff, so they're math, and they're also good with physics.
Yeah,
but astrophysics, aerospace. That's a new one.
That's mind blowing, actually.
That is a new one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think that's what I wanted to just ask, if you guys had a fun time having this conversation.
Oh yeah, we did.
And what you got out of it? That's all. Okay. But I really had a good time with chatting with you two.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, learned a lot about you guys too.
We're glad. Okay, I guess it's a wrap up for this episode. We're definitely going to see you guys in our next episode. Thank you so much, Professor Roy, for accepting our invitation. And
thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, sure.
Really fun. Yeah.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Right.
Bye.